Off and rolling on a Thursday, August 28, 2025 is the date. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn on X at G_Kuhn71. I'm alongside the executive producer of the show, Connor Dunning, on X at CDunning99. So we had a plan for the first segment to talk about tonight's college football games. You have some really good matchups. Boise State taking on USF, Nebraska and Cincy. But we're going to wipe that clean because we just got some breaking news into the 92.9 FM studios. Micah Parsons has been traded, Connor Dunning. Your immediate reaction, where are we at? He is traded to the Packers and he has a new deal.
Our first segment got hit by a nuke. That just insane deal. I kind of love it for the Packers. We're going to have to see what happens to the Cowboys. Here's what I will say, though. If you are a Cowboys fan and you're feeling down about this deal, thinking of you, Christian Fowler, thinking of you right now. But if you're a Cowboys fan and you need something to do to lift your spirits, do you know what they can do, Gabe Kuhn? They can come to General Knowledge Trivia tonight at Hampline at 7 p.m. to have a couple Hampline beers, have a great pizza, spend some time with good people, and get your mind off of Micah Parsons no longer being on your team anymore. Holy crap, what a deal. We have been blessed by the radio gods. I am very excited to talk about this. I am also very excited that we don't have to talk about this anymore.
Yes.
We don't have to talk about Jerry Jones anymore.
Micah Parsons could buy a lot of Hampline beer.
I think he could buy Hampline.
Yeah, he probably could. But we do have 3 hours to talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM.
Loaded show today.
And yours truly. We're absolutely loaded up. I'm very glad that today is the day we bring on Kyron Samuels at 4:30. But then 5 o'clock, no Jeff Calkins today. He's off. Bring on Braden Fajoco. Now, he is freshly out of work in the NFL. Just got cut by the Steelers, released by the Steelers. But he's now working with DraftKings. He's doing his own thing on his channel. So we'll talk to him about this deal and what it means for the Cowboys, what it means for the Packers. And then 6 o'clock, first of very many throughout the season, the exclusive interview every week on Memphis Radio with Ryan Silverfield, head coach of the University of Memphis. Then we'll have a trip around the NFL, Blitz at 6:30. All right, so here are the details that we need to get to. Cowboys are trading 3-time All-Pro, in 4 years, by the way, linebacker Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers and Parsons already have reached an agreement on a deal that was negotiated by none other than David Mulugeta, the guy that Jerry Jones did not want to talk to. Now, we know that Micah Parsons requested a trade, although he has said in the past he wants to be with the Cowboys for life. But here is the deal, Connor. 4 years, $188 million. Year one of the contract will land him $62 million. It includes $120 million fully guaranteed with $136 million guaranteed in general. And it makes Micah Parsons, without question, by a pretty landslide of an amount, by $5 million full dollars, the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. New contract, $136 million guaranteed, and $47 million per year. This is a landmark deal, and I don't know what the Cowboys are doing or thinking at this moment. And I don't know what the city of Dallas has in the water. GMs continually make terrible decisions with guys that are 25 and 26. We just had the Luka Doncic deal, right? You send him from the Mavericks to the Lakers. And now you have Micah Parsons at age 26, having made 3 All-Pro teams in 4 seasons, one of the best edge rushers in the league, double-digit sacks every year of his career, has played just about every game besides 4 last season. He is traded to the Packers in the prime of his career. This is unbelievable. I felt something was coming. There's been a lot of rumors about the Packers being engaged in trade talks with the Cowboys about Micah Parsons.
Yep.
but I did not expect this to happen at this particular moment.
Well, we talked about it on Monday. Over the weekend, reports came out that the Packers were really trying to go after Micah Parsons, and they offered a lot to the Dallas Cowboys, but they were not taking offers at the time. And then I think it was either late last night or early this morning, we got reports that the Cowboys, for some reason, just now started taking calls and actually listening to trade offers for Micah Parsons. And then, boom, you now have two 26-year-old generational talents traded out of Dallas in the same year to two historic franchises of the sport. One of the Los Angeles Lakers, one the Green Bay Packers. It's one of those deals. Listen, I understand this is an unbelievable amount of money. I understand that. I absolutely love it for the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. They needed some edge help. They have a quarterback that they trust. They brought in wide receiver Matthew Golden, who has looked good throughout camp, and they feel good about him in the connection with Jordan Love. Defensively is where they needed help, and I can't think of a better source of defensive help than Micah Parsons, this movable chess piece, one of the best edge defenders in the entire league, creates havoc, TFL, sacks, all of that. This is insane to me, though, on the Cowboys side. I can't understand. I don't know what the return is for Micah Parsons at this point, who was set to play on the franchise tag or the fifth-year option tag, whatever it was, for the Cowboys. But here's a stat that I can't get out of my mind. Since Micah Parsons has come into the league, and I know advanced analytics can be lost on some, right? The EPA per play and the DVOA, but in 4 years, when Micah Parsons is on the field for the Dallas Cowboys, they lead the entire NFL first in EPA per play. When he is off the field, which has not been very often, the last four games of last year, they're 32nd, they're dead last in EPA per play. So I think when I look at something like that, and I look at the meaning he had in that locker room, the meaning he had for that defense and their production, if you want to try to sell me that Dak's healthy, that CeeDee Lamb's gonna make some moves, that George Pickens is going to take that offense to a new level, that defense can still be okay without Micah Parsons, I'm not hearing you. I'm not hearing any competitive conversations about the Dallas Cowboys going into 25-26. Now that they have traded Micah Parsons. It's very clear to me, as we have talked about in the past, Jerry Jones is much more concerned about the dollars he gets and butts in the seats, creating drama off the field, corporate sponsors. He's not worried about winning, because if he was worried about winning, he would sign back a three-time All-Pro in 4 years that's 26 years old and one of the best edges in the league. This is unreal, but for the Packers, absolutely. Unbelievable deal. I think this immediately, as long as he stays healthy and they can avoid some of those, because he hasn't played in camp. Let's be very clear.
He's been taking naps.
A bunch of contact. He's taking naps on the training table at the final preseason game.
Honestly, good for him.
For the Packers, I think this puts him in a different stratosphere in the NFC. You now have that game-wrecking defensive player that you feel comfortable with going into the season.
I mean, you talked about yesterday the Cotton Bowl Memphis Tigers team, and you mentioned on air, if Micah Parsons wasn't in that game,
and
you think that the Tigers may have been able to
win.
That's a bold take. And then during the break,
I read off his stat line.
You read off his stat line, and it was basically a full season stats for some players.
It was 14 tackles, 2 TFLs, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. That's what it was.
That's a game record.
He'll no longer be playing in that stadium, by the way.
That is true. By the way, Micah Parsons has already, on his social media accounts, he has sent out a video talking about the Green Bay Packers and how excited he is to go there, and he has a statement to Cowboys Nation. And I read through the statement. I cannot make this clear enough. There is not a single thank you to the Cowboys organization. The only thanks he gave were to the city of Dallas and Cowboys Nation. Not a single mention of the actual organization, the Dallas Cowboys. only to Cowboys Nation and the city of Dallas.
Okay, here's the thing about the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons saga that I can't quite understand. Jerry Jones, among other things, understands that star power rules the day, right? Back in the day when he's winning Super Bowls, you have Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, you have Emmitt Smith, Charles Haley, guys that really, you know, took the league by storm, that were big names, that really sold that organization to the masses, America's team, that whole thing. Why would he be so willing to not get a deal done with Micah Parsons and move off of him, knowing that that is how he has made his money in the past? Like, it goes against his philosophy in a lot of ways not to have that type of star in your organization on your roster playing for you. I'm dumbfounded. I truly am. Week four of the season should be an absolute movie. Sunday night football, it'll be Cowboys at home versus the Packers on NBC.
Has that just become one of the most anticipated regular season games of the season?
Absolutely. Without
question. I mean, Micah Parsons.
Because it's different. Like, sometimes you'll get trades like this and there's no real hard feelings. And, you know, you can move on and... You know, we'll always talk about return games for players like Micah Parsons. But this situation devolved to a point where there's personal relationships that will never be mended. And also, going back to the conversation that we've had multiple times, we just got news of what the return was for Micah Parsons. We'll get to that in a second. But going back to the conversation about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones and sort of what their plan is going into the future. I don't grasp what they're doing. I don't have any feel for what's next. What they plan on doing to replace Micah Parsons, what they plan on doing to replace that star power, where are they going to spend their money? It's just such a strange occurrence when you have a player like this in his prime, 26 years old, barely misses games, 3 times an All-Pro in 4 years, to trade him and have that happen. I'm absolutely lost. Now, we do have the trade terms. And it looks incomplete. Adam Schefter is clearly, like, beside himself trying to get these tweets out right now. What we do know is that in return, the Cowboys receive Kenny Clark, D-tackle, who I played against when he was at UCLA, and then 2 first-round picks. And I think there's going to be more on top of that. We'll let you know as it rolls in.
But, how old is Kenny Clark? 36 years old.
Is he?
36.
Are we sure?
I think somebody tweeted
it out. I'm not sure if he's that old. If he is, that kind of amazes me.
Oh, he's 29.
He's 29. Yeah, he's 29.
Oh, I got caught by somebody.
Yeah. You got Sintel.
What is the comparison of Kenny Clark and Micah Parsons? Is there one?
There's not a comparison. Kenny Clark's a good player, though. It's a starting defensive tackle. What's funny is about this whole thing is the Cowboys have been trying to find a good defensive tackle and run defender. Kenny Clark can provide that. But now you don't have any edge help. Now you don't have any absolute game wrecker to play alongside Kenny Clark. So they accomplished the goal that was there when they had Micah Parsons, but now you don't have Micah Parsons.
Has Kenny Clark recorded 12-plus sacks in 4 of the last 5 seasons?
No, he hasn't done it.
No, don't think so. 2 firsts, pretty good, though.
Where do the Cowboys go from here? Because the ongoing conversation I wanted to have, too, is now that this has been done with Micah Parsons and David Mulugeta, what we know about him as an agent is, especially with this contract, most guaranteed money and salary money of any agent in the NFL. The Cowboys have burnt these bridges, not just with Micah Parsons and David Mulugeta, but with agents that are watching this, with players that are watching this. They see, I can do the best possible things. I can outperform my contract with the Dallas Cowboys, and they won't pay me on the back end. They don't feel comfortable paying me my due. That's a bad thing for the future for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations about this one felt different for a lot of reasons, because it just feels like Jerry Jones has come out and now said, and he literally said it, winning is not his priority. It's not his priority. Taking care of his players is not his priority. It is being in the news, good or bad. Having drama, good or bad. That is the priority for Jerry Jones. Because he believes, and to be honest with you, it's hard to argue against him when he is, you know, when the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in all of sports, that being in the headline and having drama ultimately makes them money. And Jerry Jones cares about making money. He doesn't care about winning football games anymore. He just simply does not care about winning football games. He has said it multiple times. And I think that this Micah Parsons fiasco has proven, it's a final proof, in my opinion, to the rest of the league and players and agents, that if you want to be taken care of and if you want to have a career where you can make as much money as you possibly can, or even be paid,
Cowboys aren't the place to go.
Or even be paid what is fair value for your production, the Cowboys aren't the place to go. Because you have an owner that thinks he's bigger than the team, you have an owner that doesn't care about winning, and you have an owner that's going to try to drag your name through the mud and talk about the games you've played and your stats incorrectly. I still can't get over that. He stepped into a mic and he tried to talk about Micah Parsons, and he got the number of games he missed wrong. If you're going to talk bad about a player, at the very least, get that right. In my opinion, and Adam Schefter just sent this out, these are the terms. The Cowboys are getting Kenny Clark and two firsts. That's it for Micah Parsons? Why? So Jerry Jones can feel like he won something? Absolute joke.
How about this? Micah Parsons is one of only three players to record 12-plus sacks in at least four of the last five seasons. And he's being traded away. I don't understand it. And here's the thing about the drama conversation. Because part of me gets the thinking of, like, okay, create drama, stay in the headlines, all of that. But there's two things I want to mention on that front. One, you're America's team. You're the Cowboys. You don't have to drum up drama out of thin air to get headlines. On First Take and on Get Up, they're going to talk about you. It's just how it is. It's just like the Lakers and the Celtics and the NBA. It's just like, you know, the Yankees when it comes to Major League Baseball. You're going to be talked about. You don't have to drum up drama anymore. Maybe in the 90s when you were doing the switch over and you had to, you know, go through some lean years, maybe you had to drum up some drama to get people to pay attention. But those days are gone. You have Cowboys fans, not just nationwide, but worldwide. It's not just a Dallas organization. This is a worldwide, international organization that finds support internationally. So I don't get the idea behind the drumming up of random drama to try to create headlines.
I think it's old school thinking.
It's old school thinking. It's probably how he had to think in the 90s when he took over the team, but that's not the reality we live in today. But then also on top of that, if you're creating drama, like, okay, you can go through this, you can create this drama with Micah Parsons on the extension front, but in the end of the day, you can create that drama and then sign him back and have him on the team and have him on the field and have him producing for you. You didn't have to trade him away to create this level of drama, because now your team is actively worse than it was the past 4 years when he was on it. It further takes us down the path, which we've been here for probably a decade.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones has to take his hands off of personnel decision making and negotiations, or this Cowboys franchise is going to be mediocre at best.
Two things. Sparky Pfeiffer, friend of the program, has hosted this program before when Gabe was out, is very, very happy with this deal. He was like, I don't even need to know who the frontline player is. This was before we found out that it was Kenny Clark. He's like, this is a great trade. It makes, and I actually think there is a weird beauty in Jerry Jones and the Cowboys trading Micah Parsons to the franchise that doesn't have an owner.
That's city owned.
There is a beauty in that. And once again, we say it all the time. Sports find a way to be poetic. And this is just another example of that, where arguably, you know, I wouldn't call Jerry the worst owner, because he that team does make money. One of the worst GMs in the game, though, because he is the GM of the Dallas Cowboys, trading a guy to an ownerless team that loves football and is going to lose their minds over somebody like Micah Parsons,
yes,
I absolutely love
welcome
it.
Welcome him with open arms.
It's great for Micah Parsons. It's great for the Packers. And I'm going to be honest with you. No disrespect to Kenny Clark. I'm not trying to disrespect him. This is a fleece, it feels like, by the Green Bay Packers. Getting two first.
Can we be honest?
Really
anything
good,
would have been a fleece if you're sending out Micah Parsons. There's nothing that can make up for that. There's just nothing.
Greg Jennings is running around the first things first set right now.
I don't blame him. Also, did you see Michael Irvin before the trade hit 23 minutes ago on ESPN? He was asked about the ongoing trade talks, which we learned about today. I was going to bring it up in around the NFL, but we don't have to bring it up anymore. He said, there's no way that Mike is going anywhere. I'm going to have to rethink that one. It's wild. Dallas, as a city, is known as the bag fumbling city right now, right? Bad GM work and bad decision making between Nico Harrison and Jerry Jones.
Does this make the Packers a contender?
I thought they were a contender anyway. But absolutely. 100%. No doubt. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the contract? This is not like, because TJ Watt was the last one to get paid $42 million
per year. It's a huge jump in the market.
$47 million. I was thinking about this.
Who's next
up? Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Verse.
Does Trey Hendrickson still?
I don't know. He's in his 30s. Yeah. We'll talk about him a bit later and sort of the reason the Bengals didn't want to pay him all that money. But like, if you're a young edge coming into the league, Abdul Carter eventually.
I was just about to say Abdul Carter.
You have to be over the moon.
Yeah.
Seeing where the market just reset to. You have to be beside yourself. Your agent has to be beside themselves right now. Those guys are next in line as long as they keep producing.
Now, let me ask you this. What does this do to the NFC North?
You know how I feel about the Lions. I'm in a weird spot with them because they had to replace so many coaches.
Bad day for the Lions.
The Packers, they'll still be good.
Yeah, for sure. But
the Packers were already a good team, already a playoff team. Now they just put themselves in a different stratosphere. As long as Micah Parsons can stay healthy, they have some ramp-up plan. I think they now, I want to see what the market does. I want to see what Vegas does with this. I think I put the Packers as the favorites to win the NFC North.
Wow.
I think that's what I would say. No? You feel any differently?
And
the Vikings could be scrappy if J.J. McCarthy shows up. And of course, the Bears are there.